Coal River Mountain is one of the last in Raleigh County, West Virginia, and it's next in line for mountaintop removal mining. But instead of mining it, a local group, the Coal River Wind Project, wants to build a wind farm along the mountain's ridges. Lorella Scarborough works with the Coal River Wind Project, and she's lived most of her life in the West Virginia coal fields. She's the daughter, granddaughter, and widow of coal miners. She knows her opposition to coal mining is seen by her neighbors as a direct threat to their jobs.
It has been difficult, but when people begin to understand that we are not trying to take something away, we're trying to add something to the area.
She says mountaintop removal coal mining is short-term gain with long-term damage.
The pace we're going at, there will be nothing left because they're covering headwater streams. They're starving off the water supply. They are destroying the air.
And the next mountain in Scarborough's neighborhood to be mined is likely Coal River Mountain. That's why the Coal River Wind Project commissioned a study to see if wind turbines would work. And it turns out the mountain has industrial strength wind, enough to power 164 turbines. The project would create 200 local jobs during construction and 40 permanent jobs. Rory McElmore is the project coordinator.
The wind farm would generate over $1.75 million a year on average in property taxes. Blowing up the mountain for coal, on the other hand, would only bring $36,000 back to the county.
But the wind project hit a stumbling block. A recent Bush administration rule change allows mining waste to be dumped into streams, and that's cleared the way for the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection to approve a permit for Massey Energy to do mountaintop removal mining there. If the mining occurs, the mountains would be lowered by several hundred feet, too low for the wind turbine project. Activist Lorella Scarborough thinks the wind project is the one thing that can stop the destruction of Coal River Mountain and others targeted for mountaintop removal coal mining.
It will save the mountain, it will save the wildlife and the hardwood forest and the vegetation and the water. So it's something that is desperately needed. Of course, our biggest obstacle is the fact that that land is leased to the coal company.
But the landowners say if coal mining were stopped by the government, they'd consider a wind farm. The wind farm project coordinator, Rory McElmore, says they'd benefit a lot longer if they did.
Because if they can make a few million dollars each year, from royalties, then they're interested in that. But their choice right now is easily coal.
That's because it's fast money, and it's what the landowners know. And, says Lorella Scarborough, it's what the people know.
That's what this state was built on. Coal mining has been an honorable profession, but yes, we need to start transitioning. Like I said, my husband was a very, very proud coal miner, and we have a lot of those. But it's time to start transitioning.
The Coal River Wind Project has presented the study to West Virginia's governor, and over 10,000 people signed a petition asking the state to think beyond coal and about the future of energy, the economy, the mountains, and the people. For the Environment Report, I'm Sandra Slate-Brennan.